Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Rachel Ray Johnson is president and founder of the National Sisterhood United for Journeyman Linemen. And let's go to Rachel Ray Johnson right now. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
You are the most valuable person on the planet.
Thank you. I'm so humbled and honored.
IBEW, journeyman linemen, utility linemen, apprentice linemen, groundman operators. I mean, it's a risky job, right? So you can get hurt.
Absolutely. We lose 39 linemen every year on the job, and quite a few hundred are injured.
And this is, again, a cause that I wouldn't have thought of. I think most people probably wouldn't think of it. But to the people who love somebody who does this kind of work, this is a really big deal. So tell them what your organization does.
So what we do is, following a work-related injury or fatality, the organization, we're 464 members nationwide. And what we do is we come in after the accident and make sure that the wife and widow, or widow in extreme cases, has everything they need to survive and focus on what they need to focus. So we'll provide emotional assistance, financial assistance, physical assistance. Our members have come in and, you know, babysat while the widow made funeral arrangements. I mean, there's really no cap to, you know, basically we assess the whole family need as a whole and then decide from there what we can do that would better help them.
You and your husband both linemen?
My husband is. I was actually an apprentice lineman, and I was injured subsequently and couldn't return to work. And my husband then got into the apprenticeship, and he became a lineman.
So obviously you have a very personal interest in this.
Correct. I understand what it's like to not have an NSU JO, and it's pretty rough.
Well, I salute the work you're doing. It's very important, and obviously it doesn't affect everybody every day, but this relatively small group of the population is very important to the rest of us because the work you guys do keep the lights on and everything else.
Correct, and there's such a shortage, you know, nationwide that our guys have to travel frequently, and they work long hours and away from home. They miss holidays. They run every time Mother Nature calls, and I don't think everyone goes home and flicks the light switch, but they don't really think what it takes to get that to happen.
Right.
You know?
There's human beings on the other end of that.
Exactly. A lot of them.
You got three kiddos? How old are they?
So my children are 25, 23, and 6.
Not so much kiddos anymore, huh?
No. No, the older two, well, I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes I think the youngest one's easier.
Well, they'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. They will. And they're probably just tired of you and your husband playing Wichita Lineman all day and singing at the top of your lungs. They just had enough. Right? Come on, please.
It is a popular song.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
It is a popular song.
All right, so how do we help you guys?
So, actually, you're calling me. I'm in Clearfield, Pennsylvania right now. We're actually having our annual rodeo this weekend.
Okay.
But it's a lineman's rodeo. It's not an animal rodeo. So what the linemen come in from all over the country, they come in teams, and they compete who can climb a pole the fastest or who can do a hurt man rescue the fastest, which is basically how to rescue a guy off the pole the fastest way, because they have 4 minutes to do this. And then they'll do two other events where they, you know, it's like normal stuff on the job that they do. And then, so that's this weekend. Friday night is actually, tomorrow night is the memorial where we honor all linemen that passed away from June to June. So that's this weekend in Clearfield if you happen to be in the Pennsylvania area. However, there are other programs and ways to donate through our website at nsujail.org. There is a dollar for your brother where you can donate a dollar a week or a dollar a day or whatever your, you know, budget is. To go towards assisting a family. There's a lineman's child where we send presents to children of linemen who were killed on the job on their birthday. And then we're also networking with some nonprofit camps nationwide to get these children to their camps, depending on what their needs are. If they need, you know, a grieving type camp, or if they're beyond that and just want to go to baseball camp, whatever it is that we can help the children. We also have the John Plant Scholarship Fund, which is named after the brother that was killed in 104 that actually started the organization, or his death was the start of the talks, sure. which became NSUJL.
Well, you got it all covered. By the way, it's NSUJL.org, right?
Correct. National Sisterhood United for Journeyman Linemen.
All right. Well, listen, have a great weekend. I know you're going to be super busy, but thanks for telling your story here.
Thank you.
Rachel Ray Johnson, most valuable person on the planet, right there.
And what a unique organization.
Right?
Never heard of anything like that.
Nope.
That's really cool.
And it just goes to show, no matter what's going on in your world, if you want to help, there's ways to figure that out. 217 texter for Eric Edelstein. My granddaughter just graduated high school too. She went to the same Springfield, Illinois high school all 4 years during the practice ceremonies. A teacher she had for those 4 years was the person who would announce her name. It turns out a teacher she'd never had and didn't know her announced her name instead, during the ceremony itself, mispronounced both her first and her last name. We're taping it. She was very upset and distressed, as was her family. If one looks at her last name and says it phonetically, you can't goof, but this lady, well, who knows? The momentous occasion is sadly now a bad memory. I'm sorry to hear that.
And you usually have it phonetically on the cards you read.
Right.
So you should be able to practice that.
And if you don't know, get it right.
Yeah,
ask.
Practice it. If you're responsible, an adult responsible for reading the names, practice the night before.
I tell you, if anybody listened to me through the years, you know I'm super proud of my kids, as most parents are. But my daughter, Amy, when she graduated from Illinois Wesleyan, tripped. She was going up to get her diploma.
Oh, no. Did she have heels on?
Yeah, she had heels on.
Oh.
And she tripped. Now, that could have gone any number of ways, including, you know, me doing something, you know, I'd regret later. But she handled it so brilliantly. She stood up. She pumped her fists into the air.
Everyone cheered.
Yeah, and everybody cheered. And I was really proud
That's
of her.
Awesome.
Turned out what could have been, a terrible incident into a win. So there's lots of ways to handle this stuff. But certainly this kid should not have had both names mispronounced. We'll come back with Eric Edelstein and Pat Brody shortly. First at 7:31. Your headlines are next at 7:20 WGN.